It's a pleasure to welcome you all to this special Kol Olam Adreshet Yom Rishon. That is in loving memory to Rav Nosson Friedman Zatzal. I want to acknowledge our partners who worked on this with the CJF. That is B'nai Akiva of the U.S. and Canada. Rabbi Shaul Feldman. And Camp Moshe Vav I.O., Mr. Alan Silverman, who both of them were not only good friends of Rav Nosson, but I can tell you, since he said wonderful things about them when they were not around in my office, how much he respected them for their work, for Klal Yisrael, and their commitment to religious Zionism. In discussing the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Rambam, as well as Tosfos and Erechin, Ibn Ezra and Radak, and around a half a dozen more Mepharshim, explain that we often are taught, I'm introducing it this way, we're often taught that the Jewish people crossed the Yam Suf from one side of the Yam Suf to the other side of the Yam Suf. That it was a way of slaves, of nomads, getting away from their taskmasters. But the Rambam explains, based on the Psukim, as well as Tosfos and other Rishonim, that that's not exactly what happened. That actually, the miracle was that the Jewish people entered on a beachfront and they crossed the Yam Suf in a semicircle. In other words, instead of going like this, from one side of the Yam Suf to the other, they actually entered and exited on the same beachfront, just a little bit down the coast. And the Rambam proves this from multiple psukim, particularly in Sefer Bamidbar. And the Rambam does something he very rarely does, and you can find it in the original commentary on Mishnayos. He actually draws a picture of a rainbow, of multiple rainbows, representing the fact that the Jewish people entered and exited on the same beachfront. And I believe that the message that is trying to be communicated here is the critical achievement that was found in Kriyas Yam Suf was not about getting away from the Egyptians. It wasn't about the destination. The critical component of Kriyas Yam Suf was actually what happened on the journey. The fact that the Jewish people and society, the world, saw God interacting with the Jewish people at that moment in such a clear way. The goal was not about the destination. The goal was what happened within the journey itself. And that is true about our lives also, because in life, our destinations, our final destination is never guaranteed. But what is guaranteed in life are the values that we bring to the journey. And Rav Nosson represented that idea. He was an incredible friend to important institutions, an incredible friend to Yeshiva University, an incredible friend to the CJF and to REITs. For over 50 years, he was the chairman of the board of B'nai Akiva and Camp Moshava. In fact, at their last dinner, I had the privilege of sitting next to him. And he was also on the board of directors of the Menachem Education Foundation. But the bottom line is, whatever other organizations he was involved in, if you want to summarize Rav Nosson's professional public life, it was about his commitment to Klal Yisrael. It was the values that he brought on his journey of life and his commitment to share those values with others. It was the recognition that when a Jew was incarcerated, or if a Jew was going through a difficult time, Rav Nosson was there to help him out, to make a wedding, to do whatever was necessary in order to help another Jew. It was the values that he brought to his journey in life. Rav Nosson, who previously was married to Mrs. Hadassah Friedman, who is the father of Dr. Ruchi Moshe and Shira Friedman, his greatest pride was not only speaking about his children, and since one of my children was mentored by one of his. We always discuss that. And that is his 8 grandchildren and 29 great-grandchildren so far. Nussan began his life first in the Bronx and then in Brooklyn. He was the child of poor immigrants. And after marrying, he moved to Washington Heights, where he remained for the rest of his life, and he blessed this community in so many different ways. He taught at Yeshiva Salanter. He held multiple jobs to make a living. And then he became a successful real estate developer. But that was never his destination. It was only part of his journey. The journey that he took to be able to help others out with his life's passion. And after 120 years, as he starts to negotiate the real estate in Shemayim, he's helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu deal with all those who need a little extra help. One of the Rosh Yeshiva who knew him extremely well and felt blessed to have that relationship was Rav Goldwicht. And therefore we thought it was very appropriate today that the first shiur be given by Rav Goldwicht, L'zecher Nishmas Rav Nussan Friedman. Rav Goldwicht.
ברשות ראש הישיבה, הרב רייכמן שליטה, סגן הנשיא, הרב קני ברנדר שליטה, מורי ורבותיי. I see in front of me, stay now, רב נתן פרידמן, זיכרונו לברכה. And he say to me, you want to talk about me? Give good shiur. I like your shiurim, I like Torah, all my life. I try to do more and to talk less, but Torah was all the time part of my life, and we see this all the years, how every time when you have opportunity to bring Torah to the community, to the yeshiva, in many ways, you do the best, this will take place. And I would like, through the shiur, what we will learn together now, to learn about the secret of the life of Rav Nathan Friedman, Zichrono Livracha. I ask myself, what is the secret of his life? He have a tremendous siyata dishmaya about everything what he do. Through the Torah, what we learn now, we can learn about him, and in the shiur, we'll mention a very interesting essence that represent Chaim Nathan, what all his life, he give life to everyone what he see, and what we can take from this. You know, when somebody passed away, we say in Chazal, Shavak Chaim Lekol Chai. What does it mean, Shavak Chaim Lekol Chai? When somebody alive, all the uniqueness what he have, stay with him, and he spreads this to people, but the source come to him, and he give again, and he give more. When the person passed away, all his uniqueness is hefker, and we can take. Shavak is mean iniach. He live life lekol chai. He live his life, he live his essence. He live his uniqueness to everyone. And this was the purpose of Esped, all the purpose to talk about people who passed away, to learn and what we can take and to bring to our life. In this way, we keep them alive more and more, and they continue to make fruit and fruit ad biyat ha-goel. Moreover, Rabotai, we stay in the parashot, we'll talk about Geulat Mitzrayim, the last instruction, what we get from Moshe Rabbeinu before we leave Egypt, in paragraph 1, in paragraph 2, Pasuk of Bet, third line, Ve'atem lo tetzu ish mipetach beito ad boker. The last instruction is, no one allowed to cross the doorway until sunrise. When we look in Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebealpe, we find the doorway take a lot space. In the beginning of the creation, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu refused to get the korban what Cain bring. The pasuk say after Cain feel very upset, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask him in Paruk of one pasuk vav, Yomer Hashem el Cain, lama chara lach, lama naflu panecha, why you look so upset? Elohim tetiv se'et, if you do the right thing you will go and stay, ve'im lo tetiv lapetach ata rovetz. If not, the sin will wait for you in the doorway of your house. Moreover, Korach not understand why full house with forim, the doorway need mezuzah. In Torah shebichta, Torah shebealpeh, the first agadita and the shas, first agadita and the shas, the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, Parug ha-Faif, tell us, Amar Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, פעם אחת הייתי מהלך בדרך, רבי יוסי one time travel, נכנסתי לחורבה אחת מחורבות ירושלים להתפלל, he walk into one of the old building in ירושלים, to daven, בא אליהו זכור לטוב, and אליהו wait for him until he finish to daven, and he teach him few הלכות, but the Gemara teach us, בא אליהו זכור לטוב, ושמר לי על הפתח, you can put line, שמר לי על הפתח, he wait for me in the doorway of the old place, and he teach me few הלכות. Moreover, Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Gimel, teach us about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai spent with his son in the cave 12 years. He ran away from the king, he wanted to kill him. Chazal said to us in another place, every single day, Eliyahu, Anavi, come and learn with Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and his son Chavruta. Every single day. The day when the king passed away, and the good news take place, they allowed to leave the cave, obviously, naturally, who will walk in to tell him the good news? Eliyahu. Chazal come and say, Eliyahu wait in the doorway of the cave. And he look for a volunteer, what he can walk in, and tell him the good news, and they allowed to leave the cave. The Gemara say to us in paragraph 6, Itvu treisar shnei b'me'arata, they spend 12 years in the cave, at Eliyahu, v'kama pitcha d'me'arata. Eliyahu stay in the doorway of the cave. Amar, and man lo day le Bar Yochai, who says the good news to Bar Yochai, demet kesar u'batel gzeratei. The king died, and they allowed to leave the cave. As we see in many places, and we see later more examples, how the doorway take a lot space in Torah Shebichtav and also in Torah Shebealpeh. And the question is, why the doorway takes so much space? What the Torah, what Chazal really want to teach us through the doorway? This is a question what I would like to raise, and through this question, step by step, we will learn something very, very interesting. What Torah, Chazal teach us, and obviously our naturally is relate to Reb Natan Friedman Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And we start in this way. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to create this world, he asked all the angels if it's a great idea, what's the opinion about this idea. And Chazal say to us, Chesed and Emet. Angels would represent Chesed and Tzedakah. Say, for sure, great idea, create Adam, he make a lot chesed, he will make chesed, he will make tzedakah, no question. Do this. In other end, Emet and Shalom come and say, no way. Emet come and say, don't create Adam, all the time we go to fight. Shalom, for sure not. All the time we go to fight and argue. Don't do this, you will feel upset later. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to Emet, to the angels what represent the aspect of Emet. You're right, he will lie. But one day, he will find what is mean true. One day, the world will understand what is pure true. I promise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Emet, maybe you want to change your mind after my promise? Comes the Emet and say, if you promise me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end of the road, everyone will recognize what is mean Emet, I change my mind. Ibarra. Is now who stays on the side what say ibara to create adam emet chesed el tzedakah to the shalom הקדוש ברוך הוא never give answer. Why הקדוש ברוך הוא never give answer to the shalom? Because the real place of shalom is where? עושה שלום במרומיו. This word, the nature of this word is to argue, to fight. This is the nature. Shalom is במרומיו. No. Is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us to this world. Why? After peace, this is the nature of this world. Still, we can live in this world with harmony. We can live in this world with harmony. How? If we understand the essence of the doorway, the essence of the petach. What is unique about the doorway? What is unique about the petach? In same time, we feel what going inside, we see what going outside, or the opposite, we feel what going outside, we see what going inside, and we combine this together. The first person what show us the unique about the doorway is Avraham Avinu. The posuk teach us in paragraph 9, Vayera Elav Hashem באלוני ממרב, הוא יושב פתח אוהל כחום היום אף תברית המילה, אברהם אבינו rest a little bit, few days, and where he sit, והוא יושב פתח האוהל, in the doorway of the tent. וישא עיניו וירא והנה שלושה אנשים מצווים עליו, he see from far, three people walk, וירא וירץ לקראתם, וישתחו ארצה. But the pasuk never says this. What the pasuk say? וירא וירץ לקראתם, מפתח האוהל. He ran from the doorway of the tent, to bring them in. Why the Torah need to say to us again, he ran from the doorway of the tent? Half pasuk before, the Torah tell us black and white, Avraham Avinu sit where? In the doorway, petach ha'ohel. Why the Torah need to say again? In the Torah every word is necessary. Every letter. Is why the Torah says this again? Come Chazal and say to us, you want to know who is your grandfather? You want to know why he comes as the pillar of this world? Avraham Avinu. Because all his life start from the doorway, he go from his doorway and he return back to the doorway. And this is what Chazal teaches us in paragraph 10. מפתח האוהל, פתח טוב פתחת לעוברים ושבים. You open the doorway to people who travel in and out all the time. פתח טוב פתחת לגרים. אילולא אתה לא בראתי שמיים וארץ. If not you, I never keep this world exist. אילולא אתה לא בראתי גלגל חמה, אילולא אתה לא בראתי את השמש ואת הירח. אברהם אבינו קם זה pillar of this world because one reason. He, all his life is from the doorway and return back to the doorway. And a little bit more, דוד המלך come and say to us, you really want paragraph 11, שיר המעלות לדוד, שמחתי באומרים לי בית השם נלך. We really want to feel excited and to travel to Beit Hashem, to Yerushalayim. You really want to see Yerushalayim abnuya ki ir shechubra la yachdav? Come to David HaMelech and say, no problem. But please, we're not allowed to skip one posuk between, posuk bet, in paragraph 11. What's the posuk bet say? Omdot ayu ragleinu bishareich Yerushalayim. When we understand the essence of the doorway, we really can travel together to Yerushalayim. We really can see the Yerushalayim rebuild completely. In this place, Eliyahu wait to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi walk in to one of the old buildings in Yerushalayim. And he daven, not for himself. He want great environment, place what he can focusing 100% with his pray, and he have great pray. How I know? Who wait for him after he finish? Eliyahu. Eliyahu never wait for us until today after we finish to daven. But he wait to Rabbi Yossi. And he said to him, Rabbi Yossi, what do you do in this place? You daven for who? Not for yourself. For Klal Yisrael. And you heard echo from Hashem. Listen, Rabbi Yossi, if you will come to the shul and you will daven with everybody, sometimes it's a little bit quick. Sometimes people talk and you feel uncomfortable. But if you daven with everybody in the shul together, and you will say, Amen Yehi Shmei HaGadol, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, in this way, you will can change all the chuva, all the old buildings in Yerushalayim, to new building, to rebuild Yerushalayim. In other way, Eliyahu wait to Rabbi Yossi and teach him the way to change old buildings, the way to change what our Yerushalayim, look how she is destroyed, to rebuild Yerushalayim. Come part. Don't do this by yourself. Come part, integrate yourself with all the people around you. All the type of people. This is exactly what Eliyahu teach Rashbi. You know what it means to spend 12 years in the cave and study Torah, Chavruta, every single day with who? With Eliyahu? Holy men! This is unbelievable! Rashbi and his son, Rabbi Elazar, holy! Now they come outside after 12 years. What they do is all the uniqueness what they have. They need to give this to everyone in the way what everyone can accept. What everyone can take this. Is Eliyahu? No, Rashbi and Rabbi Elazar, they're very smart. And if they see somebody else walk in to the cave and tell them the good news, they're allowed to leave because the king died, and Eliyahu never walk in, and they find him in the doorway of the cave, this is also shiur. This is also some lesson what they need to learn. How to combine between what they have, what they develop in these 12 years, to every single person. But what happened outside? Any place where they look, people wake up in the morning, run away to work. What going here? How you can do this? You leave Chaye Olam and you deal with Chaye Shah? And every place where they work, look, what happened? People die. Echo, send them back to the cave. To other 12 months. And these 12 months, they analyze exactly the uniqueness what they have, how they can give this to everyone in the right way, what everyone can accept in his level, in his perspective, in his way. And after 12 months, Rashbi succeed. He understand what his mission. He understand how to do this. The son, Rabbi Elazar, still not understand exactly. Any place where he make damage, the Gemara say, the father, Rashbi, fix. Until one day, Friday afternoon, Ben Hashmashot. What does it mean, Friday afternoon, Ben Hashmashot? This is the doorway. This is the doorway between the week and Shabbat. Old man run in the street, Ahu Saba. And Tosot in Masechet Chulin, come and teach us. Who is Ahu Saba in all the chas? Eliyahu. And Eliyahu ran and he have in his hand Shnei Zerim Shel Adasim. He have flowers in two hands. And Rashbi asked him, what kind of flowers you have? Why you need flowers? And Eliyahu say, for Shabbat, I bring home. Why you need two? Shnei Zerim, why you need two? Package of flowers. Why? Echad keneged Zachor and Echad keneged Shamor. And he said to his son, no, my son, now you understand. And the son said, Abba, I hope. What does it mean? Echad keneged Zachor, Echad keneged Shamor. Unbelievable. Pilei Pleim. Look, please, in paragraph 14. The Torah come and teach us, Sheishet Yamin Ta'avod, Chazal say to us, Zo Mitzvat Shabbat. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו, זה פסוק say, ששת ימים תעבוד, זה פסוק is, זכור את יום השבת, ששת ימים תעבוד, זו מצוות שבת. I don't understand. Somebody go to the work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is מצוות שבת. Somebody prepare for Shabbat, he buys something, he keeps this for Shabbat, this is מצוות שבת. To go to work from early in the morning, late in the night, is not מצוות שבת. What Chazal come to teach us? Moreover, in paragraph 15, ושמרו בני ישראל את השבת, לעשות את השבת. What does mean in Hebrew, לעשות את השבת? In slang, in Hebrew, we say, עשינו שבת. עשינו שבת. Torah is not slang. Torah is life, for good forever. What does it mean, לעשות? If Shabbat starts 5:10, Shabbat over 6:10, no one can stop Shabbat to walk in, no one can stop Shabbat to walk out. No one. It's not in our hand. We cannot stop the zman, the time. It's what I mean? La'asot et ha-Shabbat. The answer is, in our calendar, never Shabbat after Shabbat. What does mean never? For sure, after Shabbat we have a week. Yom Kippur is Shabbat, Shabbaton. Yom Kippur never take place Friday and never take place when? Sunday. We cannot arrive to Shabbat from other Shabbat. Yom Tov can take place Friday. Because in Yom Tov we're allowed to make melachot, what we're not allowed to do in Shabbat, to bake and to cook, etc. Shabbat needs a week before we arrive to Shabbat. Why? Because Chazal come and teach us something very interesting. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates this world, listen, something new, He creates this world in 6 days only. Every day, 28 hours. Again, every day, 28 hours. Comes the day and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want one day to lead us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered to them, you want day to lead you? Create the leader. Every day give 4 hours. 6 times 4 is 24. This is Ayom HaShvi'i. What is the name of Ayom HaShvi'i of Shabbat? Chemdat Yamin Oto Karata. This is the day what all the days look for. Moreover, when we say Ayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, Revi'i B'Shabbat, etc., is mean, is not soon Shabbat arrive. Every single day have part in Shabbat. Shabbat need the 6 days before, and the uniqueness of the Shabbat take place because of 6 days, and the meaningful of the 6 days can take place if we have Shabbat after. We need to combine this together. Sheishet yamin ta'avod zo mitzvah Shabbat. When somebody go to work, is not life of Bedi Eved. Go to work, he elevates the Shabbat. He makes the essence of the Shabbat more deep, more high. You know what is mean la'asot et ha-Shabbat? If somebody all the week sit on the beach, he rests, he never do anything. Or chas v'chalila, he's sick. In the hospital, he never do anything. He keeps Shabbat, but he don't make Shabbat. To make Shabbat is mean, I walk into Shabbat through זה מלאכה. I walk, I stop. In this way I can show the uniqueness about Shabbat. This is the way. Come right Eliyahu and show to Rashbi. You see, one כנגד זכור and one כנגד שמור. One כנגד זכור, one כנגד שמור is mean. He teach them other aspect how to integrate all the uniqueness what they have and to give this to everyone in his level, in his perspective, in his way, how much he can accept. This is what Eliyahu teaches. When this happened, I said before, Erev Shabbat, Ben Hashmashot. This is a time, remember this time. This is a time what Eliyahu arrived and teach Rashbi. And now Chazal continue and teach us other step about this. Unbelievable. Paragraph 16. The Gemara teach us. We read only a few lines. Ma'aseh, Sheba Rabbi Elazar Berabbi Yossi, Berabbi Leb, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. רבי אלעזר ורבי שמעון בר יוחאי. מסורת, this is one side, מסורת הש"ס is ברבי שמעון בר יוחאי. Exactly. This is son of Rashbi. ממגדל גדור, מבית רבו. אילן תורה בעזרה ברבי מאיר, והיה רכוב על חמור, and he traveled back home, הוא מטייל על שפת הנהר. And he stay where? In שפת הנהר. What is mean שפת הנהר? Interesting. The place, what is the doorway between the ocean and the dirt. Interesting. ושמח שמחה גדולה. He very happy. מפני שלמה תורה הרבה, היא לרן אלה תורה. נזדמן לו אדם אחד, שהיה מכוער ביותר. One person, what is look very ugly. Find him in the way. אמר לו, שלום עליך רבי. He said to him, רבי, שלום עליכם. לא החזיר לו. He never answered to him. אמר לו, ריקה. כמה מכוער אותו האיש? You look very ugly. Tell me. All your neighborhood look same as you? Shema kol bnei ircha mechuarim kemotcha? This ugly person say to him, Eini yoder? I don't know. You ask about me? Talk to the boss. why create me so ugly? Talk to the boss, why create me so ugly? He understands, this is Baal Peh. He make mistake, he apologize, he say, I'm sorry, he say, first, talk to the boss. Why create me so ugly? After this, we can talk about everything what you want. In other way, what he say to him, forget about this. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon never give up. Never give up. And thank God, both of them walk to the same town. When they come close to the town, all the schools wait to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon with flags. Tzadik Balahir, Or Zaru Al Tzadik, all the school dress Shabbosdik, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. And all the time, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon walk behind the ugly person. When they come close to the town, the ugly person asks, what happened? What kind of day is today? Everybody wait. To who? To who? You not understand? You don't know? No. Behind you. Who? Behind you. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? Anybody wait for him? Listen to Lashon HaGemara. Al irbu kmoto b'Yisrael. Hayop. We not have some other people same with him. Come on. How you talk? You know who is this person? For sure I know. Is how you talk to him. Talk about him this way. I tell you why. I said to him, Rabbi, Shalom Aleichem. What I look for, he will say to me, Aleichem Shalom. He will never say to me, Aleichem Shalom. He will do with his hand, with his head. He say to me, I am ugly. This is a way to talk. Give me a break. This is not for me. They check. They find. This is true. They say to him, listen, we understand he asked you a few times. Forgiveness. Slicha. Maybe give him another chance. Now yes. If he say in front of everyone, I never do this again. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon announce in front of everyone. And immediately after he walked to Bet HaMidrash, and he say, Le'olam yeh adam rach kakane. Rach kakane is mean, feel flexible, ve'al yeh kashe ke'erez. Don't feel tough. I don't understand. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Somebody say to him, hello, say with the end, hello, finish. Why say to him, you look ugly? The explanation is, he look of his face. Face in Hebrew is what? What is face in Hebrew? Panim. Why is this a reflection of our inside? He look of his face and he say, your inside, empty. Rika is empty. Tell me, all your neighborhood same with you? He say to him, Rabbi, neighborhood, check by yourself. I don't know. Interesting, the answer. Any yodea. We'll explain this in a minute. You talk about me. Rabbi, give me 1 minute. I need only 1 minute. Tell me, what happened to you every morning when you wake up? What you have in your head? What masechet to learn? What shiur to give? What inyanei halacha to repeat? Rabbi, this is your life? You're lucky. I born in the garbage. Garbage! If I can take my head from the garbage, 10 minutes, a week, I'm a lucky person. In other way, you want to know who I am? Walk to my shoes. Take my glasses. After this, judge me. After this, say what you want. This ugly person, teach Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Come to Sot and say, who? This is the ugly person. What teaches Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? Tosfot say, we not have this ear by mistake. Tosfot say, this is Eliyahu Anavi Zachur Latov. Same Eliyahu, what way to Rabbi Yossi in the doorway of the old building in Yerushalayim. Same Eliyahu, what way to Rashbi and Rabbi Elazar in the doorway of the cave. Teach now the son, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Exactly how to look of this world. In other way, what he teach him, למדת Torah הרבה. You learn a lot Torah. You learn a lot physics, chemistry, doctor, lawyer, any field. Good. Feel happy. You recognize your field. אל תחזיק טובה לעצמך. Don't feel big shot. כי לכך נוצרת. You're unique in this area. Somebody else unique in other area. And we share. And we learn one from each other. No one above anyone. This is Rabbi Elazar, this Eliyahu, teach. Who? Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. And it's so interesting. So interesting. Chazal come and teach us. אין העולם מתקיים. אין העולם מתקיים. אלא על ריחה. פרוגה 22. אין העולם מתקיים. אלא על ריחה. ועל הבס במוצאי שבת. What is mean ריחה? What is mean בסמים? Something what you bring in your inside. איזה דבר שהנשמה נהנית ולא הגוף. הנשמה. Something what, not our body appreciate and enjoy. Our inside. זה הריח. Now, this is a key how to keep this world exist. What is mean? In מוצאי שבת, yesterday night, we make הבדלה, yes? What we do in הבדלה? בורא פרי הגפן. And what ברכה take place after בורא פרי הגפן? מה? בסמים. בסמים, בסמים, נכון? After בסמים, what we say? אש. And what we do when we say בורא מאורי האש? With our fingers? Why we do this in this way? Many explanations. One, this area is light, this area is a little bit dark because we move our fingers this way. I'm of deal ben or v'choshech, correct? Other explanation in the Rishonim. Nils grow in our body more from anything else, more from our air. In Motzei Shabbat we say psukim of bracha, of blessing. But maybe something else. Moreover, Rabotai, when all our fingers is open, you see? Every finger, every other side. When we bow down a little bit, what happened? We recognize all of us is same. We same. Everyone is unique. Everyone is different. Everyone is different. Yes, no question. But a little bit. Bow down. And we find. We same. אין העולם מתקיים אלא על ריחה ועל הדס במוצאי שבת. This is a unique, the doorway. This is the key. From this reason, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to Cain, and זה נציב, put the comma in other way. אם תטיב, say it, ואם לא תטיב, we say לפתח, no. אם תטיב, say it, ואם לא תטיב, לפתח. If you never learn the concept of the doorway, חטא עטרובץ. Before we leave Egypt, the next lesson instruction is the doorway. Why we threw the blood on the doorway? Why we threw the blood on the doorway? Why we not allowed to cross the doorway outside and to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wow, and to Meshabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do exactly in every other Makkah. Because to leave Egypt and to come nation, we need to understand the essence of the doorway. To feel what's going outside, to see what's going inside, and to combine this together, to integrate this together. In many ways, if it's Torah ve'avoda, Bnei Akiva, if it's Torah ve'mada, if it's people would stay far from Yiddishkeit and close to Yiddishkeit, to combine and to bring everything together. This is the key. Life, what is mipetach ha'oel? Life, what every minute I am ready to do as a chesed. I am ready to bring somebody else inside. All the years of Reb Natan, לרד צדיק לברכה, he have life of doorway. He ready every minute to run, to make chesed, to bring somebody else inside. Fridays, ערב שבס, בין השמשות, yes, many times, he go around the yeshiva to check if somebody don't have any place to eat, somebody don't have any place to stay, to bring them inside. And he have the big zchut in the doorway between olam hazeh and olam haba. This was a time what he zoche to bear in Eretz Israel Yom Shishi ben Hashmashot Friday afternoon. In this time Chazal say is direct to the blessing what Gan Eden give. Nothing else in the way, not any instruction, not any distraction in the way, nothing, smooth yashar. All his life is essence of the doorway. This is unique about his life. How he gets this? Because he has right perspective. And you know what is mean right perspective? Sometimes all of us have mistake. We feel and we believe what we see, this is what we deal. And we look and we judge and we decide what to do. But lemaaseh, every one of us have three places in the body what have eyes. The physical eyes in our face. We have eyes in our heart. Shlomo HaMelech say, Velibi Ra'ah. And we have eyes in the brain. רואה אני את דבריך, in English, somebody talk to us. And we want to tell him, we understand. How he says this, I see. I never see. I listen, I understand. No, I see. With the eyes what we have in our brain. All the time, in order to coordinate between these three aspects of eyes. You want to get good advice? Go to Reb Natan. Want to raise your feeling? Go to Reb Natan. After this, you can make right decision. He knows to combine, to have this kind of perspective, this kind of eyes, what really feel and really show how to feel the other person, how to walk into his shoes, to understand in what situation he stay, and to give him end, to give him life, to give him happiness, to give him hope. And after this, what I do? Big deal. I sit only in the doorway. I'm doorman. I sit in the doorway. Oh, doorway. Doorman. A Sanhedrin. The great top Sanhedrin. Dayanim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin have special title. Doorman. Gemara in Megillah. Doorman. Shlosha Shomrei Asaf. Yes, this is a high title. What somebody can get in this world. Because you know to combine everything. You know to show כל מה שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא לא ברא אלא לכבודו. And I use to make more space to הקדוש ברוך הוא in this world. But I'm only doorway, doorman. I don't do anything. This kind of life. This is how I can say Ruchi and Shira. The factory what create Abba is close. No more type of this level of people. It's close. We have other good people. This factory is something different. And you see this naturally. You see this day by day. It's not sometimes when places what nobody run, nobody around. All the time you say, 1 minute. He's still outside. I bring him inside. He's still inside, not in the right place. I help him. This is unique. Chaim Natan is essence. Everybody have three names in his life. Name, what his parents give him. Name, what people give him. And name, what he give to himself. And all these three names, Bayu Abba, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, is one. One name. When the book is closed and we put his name on the book, Chazal say, Shem, Shin Mem, name, Begimatria Sefer, book. Everybody write his book, every day's page in the book. After 120, the book is closed, we put the name on the top. The name of his book, saying every line, what inside in the book. This is his unique. This is his uniqueness. This is what makes him special and unbelievable. Chazal, Shlomo HaMelech, come and teach us in Mishlei. Ashrei Adam Shomea Li. Ashrei Adam, not see this here, okay. Ashrei Adam Shomea Li, Lishkod Be'al Peh, זה נותיר, Ashrei Adam Shomea Li, Lishkod Al Datotai, Yom Yom, Lishmor Mezuzot Ptachai. לשמור מזוזות פתחי כי מוציא מצא חיים ויפק רצון מהשם. Somebody would know what is in the doorway. מוציא, he will find me all the time. And what he find? חיים. מוציא מצא חיים ויפק. He can develop רצון השם. This is exactly what he do. This is what he teach us. רבי ורבותיי, I was in an event in New York few years ago. I met Colonel in American Army. I never believed Colonel, not in rabbinic position, in a field position. Colonel of tanks in Israel Army. And we talk a little bit. Somebody introduced me to him. And he tell me exactly what he do in the army. In the conversation he say to me, the highlight of Simchat Torah, what he had in his life, ever, when he was in Iraq. He was in Iraq, 2 days before Simchat Torah, he said to all his soldiers, If you Jew, you feel or you understand or to do this politically correct, if you would like, come to some place. And he mentions some place. 100 Marine soldiers arrive and he tells them, tonight is Simchat Torah. And he takes them to one of the palaces of Saddam Hussein. And the American army give to any religious what they need. And he gets Sefer Torah. He walk into one of the palace, he tells them what is about Simchat Torah. And he say to them, if you know Hebrew, say after me in Hebrew. If not, I explain to you in English. And he say, אתה הורית לדעת, כי השם הוא האלוקים, אין עוד מלבדו. And he explained this in English, and they dance for 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, he takes them inside to huge room, one item in the room, carpet from wall to wall, one item, chair, gold, 24 carat, I see the picture, cost more for $10 million, fence around the chair, in the chair himself, engraved in Arabic, Zak, he says, this is a chair belong to our brothers and sisters would fight day and night to get Yerushalayim from the great leader Saddam Hussein. In his position, he has the key, he opens the gate, he sits on the chair with the Sefer Torah in his hand, all the soldiers stay around, and he says to them, if you understand Hebrew, say after me in Hebrew, if not in English. And he say, Se'u she'arim rashechem, ve'inasu pitchei olam, ve'yavo melech hakavod, Hashem tzvakot u'melech hakavod tzei. And he explains this in English, and he said to me, believe or not, all of them start to cry, same as babies. Marine soldiers, from day one when he go to the army, now they change this a little bit because they understand this make a lot of problem after he finish the army, no feeling, the face, no tears, is dry. Not any feeling. In this moment, all of them melt. Come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say to us, my children, my kinderlach, you remember Saddam with a big statue with the end to Yerushalayim? Not you. My children of future, we Sefer Torah, they will say, Se'u she'arim Hashem. They will say, V'yavo melech hakavod, Hashem tzvakot u'melech hakavod tzela. What I ask from you is, only build for me the doorway. All the rest, I will do by myself. Build the doorway. And the rest, I will do. This is what Chazal came and teach us. I'm not staying in front of Kisei HaKavod and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I try the best to build the doorway for you. People what nobody care about them. Stay in the jail in Los Angeles, stay in the jail in nowhere. Come and going back and forth all the time to get permission to bring them only to the jail in Eretz Israel. They will have a little bit. Feel it for the neshama. How many people do this? How many people? One time he fly to Israel, not one time, few times, when Lapid was a minister of the Sarah Mishpatim, Jasmine, Ken, he 10 minutes before the 48 hours after he resigned take place, he signed. There was the last signature to bring somebody from Los Angeles to the jail in Israel. And he fly back and forth for hours. I can save Jew, I'm in the doorway. I ready. If we take this kind of aspect in our life, and we will say to ourselves, yes, we will help to build other stone in this spatial doorway, other part in this big doorway, as B'siyata Dishmaya, we be zoche in this year to the Geula Hashlema, and no question, you have a lot of siyata dishmaya. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you. Ima, Alea, Shalom, Adasa. We can talk now. Ad Machar, you know how much we have the zechut to come close. And Abba, Natan, Zichonam Livracha. So we come to the yosher of you, of all the family. Velachem arbe briyut, arbe bracha, arbe simcha, nachat. And siyata dishmaya, ובזוכה, in this year, all of us to stay together. We, and from generations before, and to say, Se'u she'arim Rashechem. וינסו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד השם צבקות ומלך הכבוד סלם.